science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to take a look at chapter 9 of my book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better. And the chapter is called Labeling the Point. And it's the subtitle is Sometimes You Just Have to Shout, and in Writing Too. Now, you know, what's that old adage? If you've got nothing to say, say nothing. But if what you have to say really matters, then shout it from the rafters. It's basically this whole idea. It's something we massively underestimate, and that is the power of words. The words we use about ourselves, the words we use about our work in particular, and the words we use when we're trying to lead, manage, or change anything at all. Because words just don't describe reality. They quietly shape it. And that's really what I want to focus on here in this episode. And there's a couple of sections I want to go through. The first one is, clearly, words are never neutral. So they say the pen is mightier than the sword, and history proves that's true. Empires haven't fallen because of weapons alone. They've fallen because of ideas, carefully argued, written down, spoken aloud, and repeated until they became unstoppable. And yet, in our day-to-day lives, we treat language as if it's almost incidental. We say things like, I'm overwhelmed, I'm devastated, I'm just getting old, or it's a nightmare. And we say them casually without noticing what they do to us. Now, I always mention this. The brain is not on your side. And it doesn't want to make you out to be a liar either. So if you keep saying I'm overwhelmed, or I'm feeling overwhelmed, or I'm stressed, or everything, your brain starts to interpret those as commands that it thinks you want it to follow. So it does make you feel overwhelmed or stressed or whatever, you, and it really starts to grab a hold of you from that basis. So I'll give you a little story, and it led to a big realization on this, and this is a long time ago. But I once joked in a meeting, it was just a throwaway line, and I just said, at the age of 45, I finally worked out what I want to be when I grow up. Now, everyone laughed, and I laughed as well, but later I thought, why did they seem surprised? I didn't feel my age. I don't act my age even now, it has to be said, whatever that's supposed to mean. But who decides what acting your age even looks like? For one, I will never stop being playful. I will never stop wanting to learn new things. I will never stop being curious. I mean, the whole point of ThinkWorks is to get everyone to ask questions. And I will keep asking questions because that's the only way we'll learn. And there is no reason why we should even start to act our age just because society expects us to do so, and that's where language comes in. We need to look at the programming power of language, really. So there are some simple but really powerful distinctions in my book. Things that I say to myself: I'm never devastated, I might be hacked off, I'm not depressed, but I might be in need of rest or play. I'm not overwhelmed, I'm busy. Actually, forget about that. I'm active. That's a better way to put it. And when someone asks me how I'm doing, I try not to say fine or okay. I try to say great, thanks. Because it's not because I'm lying, but because my brain is listening. And it's a brilliant pattern matching machine. So, and it's not very good, unfortunately, at distinguishing between language and reality. If you don't believe me, go and watch a horror film. You know it's not real. So why does your body react as if what you're watching is really happening? And it really is horrific, and it scares you. You can find yourself in a particularly brilliant horror film like Alien, for example, sat in the dark watching that. You are feeling that tension, that kind of just unexpected even if you've seen the movie lots of times, there are things that will still make you jump. And you think, why did I do that? I've seen this film 100 times. It's because your brain is engaged in what it's being told and what it's observing. And that means that language can also be used against you. It works, you know, you could say positive stuff, but it can really imprison you as well. So language can uplift or it can quietly imprison. George Orwell really understood this in his book 1984. Newspeak wasn't about saying new things. It was about removing words altogether. If there's no word for rebel, then how can you even think about rebellion? And before anyone dismisses this as psychobabble, go talk to a cognitive therapist or even a neuroscientist. Because words just don't express thought. They both limit or expand what thought is possible. So every chapter of my book, as regular listeners will know, or if you've bought the book, you'll know, every chapter has a take a bite section, a core exercise. They're not long, they're only short little things, but it really helps people embed the lesson in each chapter into their nervous system, because it makes you actually take a look at it from the point of view of yourself and how the lesson applies. So here's the take a bite that comes out of this chapter. Write down the words you regularly use when you're feeling negative. Then write down the words you use when you're feeling positive. Two things usually jump out. We have far more negative words than positive ones. And negative words are much stronger. Now, what you need to do is weaken the negative words. So if you've written, I get enraged, or I suffer from road rage, for example, as a negative emotion, weaken those words so you don't get road rage, you get annoyed in traffic. And then conversely, strengthen the positive one. So instead of saying fine, say I'm fantastic. Do this consistently and your baseline mood will shift. It's not magic. It's not psychobabble. It's actually reality. The more you use really strong positive words in your own psyche when you're describing yourself or what you're doing, the more your baseline mood will improve. It's really important that you understand that lesson, and it will not only improve, it will improve measurably. So, it isn't just personal development stuff or fluff. And you can really walk this into a leadership role, even if it's, you know, whatever role it is, whether it's in your business, whether it's your team, whether it's your division, whether it's your company, whether it's your small business, whether it's your family life, whether it's in a community group, words can give you enhanced leadership capabilities, because language matters deeply when it comes to leadership and management. So let me give you a simple workplace example. For example, you send out a message to your staff about an IT change that's coming along, and you send it kind of like Friday evening or Friday afternoon, and you say, on Monday morning we're implementing a brand new IT system that's going to make our Okie Kokie 2000 absolutely brilliant, and we'll just get on with it, and good luck. And yeah, first of all, you shouldn't send an email on Friday afternoon to anyone about anything important anyway. But really what you need to do is you need to look at giving as much advance notice when it comes to change as you can. You need to explain the benefits, not the features. Simply by saying it enables salespeople to get their sales on the system straight into the manufacturing base or into the warehouse is not good enough. You need to explain how that actually provides a benefit. It means you can have more just-in-time management capabilities within your system, because the orders are getting acknowledged almost immediately into the pipeline. You always avoid language that implies incompetence, for example. So you don't say because the old system was rubbish, or that because this and that and all the other. You try to make it out that the old system was great for its time, but it needs replacing, and this new system will do that because it enhances this. It's more reliable, it's more stable, it's got an easier user interface, and will hopefully make things easier for everyone across the board. use multiple channels to get that message across. Don't just send it on an email. Really, you know, if it's something, it's a major change, talk to your team personally. Talk to your divisional management team personally and get them to talk to their teams and staff personally as well. And make sure you connect the change to shared success. So get some early wins and get them out there so you can show the new system is really working. And a few minutes about thinking about the words you use can really reduce resistance. It can build trust and it can massively improve outcomes, especially if in the session that you're doing, if you say, if there's any problems with this, then please contact so-and-so and so-and-so and they'll walk you through it or they'll help you sort that out. Or if you've got any suggestions for further improvements, let us know by contacting this mailbox here, and make sure that those suggestions and those problems are followed up as well. Don't just leave them in a mailbox and ignore them. That's really important. Now, there's a core distinction here, and the big idea in it is I want to label this really loudly, is words are never just words. You need to understand this. They program your brain, they shape emotional responses, they influence behavior, and they quietly set the limits of what you believe is possible. This isn't about fake positivity, it's about precision. So, a little bit of a closing reflection for you then. I'm not saying think it and it will happen, that's nonsense. Because you will still need strategy, you'll still need action, you'll still need to have reflection on what you're doing, and you'll still need to put in the effort. But your brain cannot help you move toward a future if it doesn't have the language for what that future is going to look like. Or even worse, if it has a language that doesn't move you about what that future is going to entail and what it's going to deliver for you. So just having a flat state of, well, we're going to go from here to there because it will improve our bottom line, It's not going to get people out of bed in the morning. It's not going to get you out of bed on a morning, to be fair, either. If you can actually couch the reason why you're doing something in a language that excites you, then you're more likely to make that future come reality. So choose your words carefully. Choose them very carefully about yourself, about your work, and about the people around you. Because once you label the point properly, everything else becomes easier to move. So that's chapter 9, Label the Point, from U2.0, Build Yourself Better. And if you want to take this further, there will be an actual Take a Bite Tuesday post live in the forum anyway, every Tuesday. I'm working through every week, chapter by chapter, the Take a Bite sections and answering them from my point of view, so you can see how it all works. So you can join in there. And that's in darreninform.com/thinkworksforum. And then you find the U2.0 chat room. You go in there and the posts are for that. But also, if you go into the ThinkWorks chat room, every single episode of ThinkWorks has a post for you to comment on anyway. So you can come and join in with distinctions and ask questions there, and I will always answer the questions once you do so. And that again is darreninform.com/thinkworksforum. So until next time, use your words carefully and wisely, and come and ask questions in the forum, but also keep asking questions generally anyway. It's a crazy world out there, and I think the only way that we're going to try and get some semblance of normality or stability or decency even, is by keeping asking questions so that we understand what's going on in the world around us and how we can then influence that for the good. Because let's face it, at the moment there's more negative influences out there, it seems, than there are positive ones. So let's try and turn that around by using language in a positive manner. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you next week.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at Darren Inform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.